Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bucks playoffs start on Sunday. Fever is building. This is coming off the heels of what the Brewers were able to do to this town last September. Tim Allen joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, host of the Milwaukee Post Game Show. I kind of feel like, Tim, because the Brewers being good really brought this town together. I feel like people are maybe itching even harder to get excited for this Bucks playoff run. So I think we're in for a fun couple of weeks here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about, you know, maybe commingling some Bucks and Brewers conversation as this run into the playoffs and a deep run. We're all crossing our fingers for that. Now, I wouldn't think we should expect anything else but a big-time deep run for both the Bucks and the Brewers.
Yeah, I was saying back in the summer, Bart, I was saying, you know, hey, April and May and maybe June, that's going to be a great time for us here on this radio station because, you know, we expect the Brewers to get off to a good start. They still are. They're 8-5, okay, despite getting swept in Anaheim. And the Bucks being the best team in the NBA, we got a lot to look forward to here in the next couple of weeks. Now, what do you read in that loss last night and getting swept in Anaheim? You know, they get off to the 8-2 start. They play three poor games here in Anaheim, and now they're 8-5.
Well, may sound like sour grapes a little bit, and the Brewers have not been stepping up to their ability, but hey, that series, they got so freaking lucky, the Angels. A lot of soft contact, cheap chump, chintzy base hits, off the end of the bat, broken bat BS. Wash it away.
Home runs were being robbed left and right.
Yeah, I mean there was some bad luck. Now the encouraging thing, Chuck, when you asked what do you see out of this, it's still a nice start 8-5. Brandon Woodruff, and I was really encouraged about that start last night because he, you know, there seems to be a little tug of war between Council and Woodruff in terms of, you know, Council said it's not growing pains, but then Woodruff says it's a learning experience. So, you know, which way do you look at it? But really encouraging that he hauled off and came up just shy of a quality start. I was excited about that because at some point, guys, people point at that bullpen, and clearly it's not as good as last year. When you lose Corey Knebel and Jeremy Jeffress, it's not going to be. It's more than that. It's some other guys, too. But these young dudes, Peralta, Burns, and Woody, they're going to have to pick up a little of the slack. They cannot continually go out there and pitch 3, 4, and 5 innings. Not with this bullpen, not yet. I mean, you might be able to get away with it when some reinforcements either come into play in that bullpen or step up in that bullpen, but not right now. So that was the encouraging thing last night.
Talking with Tim Allen, host of the Post Game Show, which ended at what, 1 o'clock last night, 1:30, and now you're with us here this morning. So thank you for your time
yeah.
here today.
No problem. I'm always up early, man.
We talk about this series and we talk about this team, and they are 8-5 and they are in first. And anytime we bring up a question like this, we do preface that. And I really don't want to fall into a trap of just drumming up something to drum it up. But I think the word panic, at least when I've been asked about the Brewers, comes up. At what point do you panic? About what area do you panic? Between some of the guys that aren't hitting, between maybe some of the performances from the starters and then between the bullpen, is there at least an area that worries you to the point of, hey, if this doesn't get figured out in 2 weeks, maybe that's when I panic?
No, I heard you on the On Deck show last night, Bart, and I think you put it right in that you give these guys a month. I mean, I think that's fair for a lot of different angles, whether it's an Alex Wilson, how to use him out of the pen, or Zeus and how much playing time and at-bats he gets. So we have to cool it just a little bit in that regard, because it is, in that sense, I know every win is there, and I'm all for winning today's game, but there's another angle to look at it, that it is a long run, and I think some of these players certainly deserve a chance to break out of whatever early funk they're in. Travis Shaw, Jesus Aguilar, Moustakas starting to get things together a little bit, but you got to give these guys a little time. I would think, you know, I'm with you, Bart, at least a month into the season before you at least start getting a game plan.
Is there anybody of those guys who you could see that you might be concerned about, even Aguilar, because he didn't have a great second half of the season last year?
No, and I think he deserves every opportunity, for sure. He's certainly a better investment long-term than is Eric Thames. Let's face it, Eric Thames is probably not going to be a Brewer past this year. I think everybody probably is going to agree with that. So you want that guy right, team control guy, Zeus, and an all-star. So I don't think I'm too concerned about that quite yet. On the pitching staff, still the jury's out a little bit. On, you see what a veteran does in Chacin. He at least holds serve there. Zach Davies, who has had some success and a lot of starts in the big leagues, it looks like he's going to be a foundation there at the bare minimum of an innings eater and a guy that you can count on. The slight concern, and we'll have to keep our eyes on it, those three young dudes, it is amazing to me. The more I think about this, that a team that is poised and really has some lofty expectations goes with those three young pitchers in a rotation. I mean, I'm still sort of blown away by it. It's rather fascinating. But I don't see that lasting the entire year. These three guys, we've already gotten a heads up that, innings are going to have to be something to take a look at. It's not an issue now because they're not chewing up innings. So we don't have to worry about that part of it. But that part is super fascinating. There's tremendous talent there. And it's something to keep an eye on, though.
It is weird. I thought so, too, that going with three young guys at one time, and Council says their time is now. It's not like the Atlanta Braves. They're not comparing these three guys. It's not like when the Atlanta Braves went with Smoltz, Glavin, and Maddox. The Braves were bad, and they gave three young guys their start. And obviously, it proved out to be great. But, those guys pitched on a bad team initially. The Brewers have a playoff championship level team, and they're going with three inexperienced guys in that rotation. It is kind of odd if you see, because I don't remember another team doing that.
No, not a team that had these expectations.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's why it really did surprise me that Tomlin wasn't retained here and at least started out in the rotation. Now the numbers aren't great. A 4.5 ERA as of late wasn't that great. In spring, I thought he had some really stellar performances. I was at one of the games that this guy threw 5 shutout innings on a hit, and I was surprised by that. A guy like Chase Anderson, a guy like Josh Tomlin, these sorts of names, yeah, they're not going to vie for probably a Cy Young, but provide some stability in there if needed. And I think Chase Anderson, Junior Guerra, they're right there in the wings. There's always Zach Brown. There's a little chirp now for Adrian Houser. But again, if you go Adrian Houser, you're right back into the younger dude kind of mix. So I don't think they're going to last all the way through, all three of them. I will say 2 out of 3 ain't bad. If they can get to 2 out of 3 of those guys, take the ball consistently every 5 games, give your team a chance to win, they would be in good shape if 2 of 3 would work out.
Talking with Tim Allen, he is on Twitter, by the way, at Tim Allen Rants. You can find him there. The Brewers the other night, when they played on Tuesday, I'll go back to that game, as Josh Hader did not pitch in the series and was seemingly unavailable on Tuesday, and that's not a surprise. I think they knew that after what they did with him on Sunday against Chicago. But you're in an 8-8 game, and the guys you have to go to are Alex Claudio and then Alex Wilson and Patricia. So you've got guys that maybe you didn't plan on them being in that role. I don't know if the Brewers, did they not do enough to prepare for the bullpen? Because when they came into the season, they had Hader, they had Knebel, and they had Jeffress, who we hope to see back here soon. You know, bullpen arms, everybody's chasing after those things. So I want to say you can't be in a competitive game and throw out Wilson and Patricia. But also, the Brewers have, they thought they had a full complement in that bullpen. They tried, from what we know, to go get Craig Kimbrell. He just seemingly doesn't want to play for anywhere less than a million years. So it's like, I don't, you can't trot those guys out, but I don't know what more the Brewers really could have done.
It's, the matters were made worse from some short starts. And the council said it the other day that you go to your pen in the fourth inning with nobody out, they're going to give up some runs. You can't fill 4 through 9 unblemished out of a bullpen. They're not that good. I don't know what bullpen would be that good to go ahead and put up goose eggs 4 through 9. And Freddy Peralta earlier in the year with his 3-inning outing, and then they got to go, you know, back to the bullpen early, and already a move to bring up Patricia and send down Williams. So let's let it evolve just a little bit. I may tend to believe, and I know it's not a popular decision, and we've debated it, and council referred to it the other day, that, you know, the debate is always there on how to use Josh Hader. And it might be, they might be forced into change just a little bit. Craig Counsell says that, you know, when you're down in a game, you handle things a little bit different, and you hedge toward the next day. Now, he didn't put a run total on that. You're down. Are you down one or are you down four? Do you hedge the next day? If you're down two or one or tied, I still think with this offense, that's a game. That's a game you can win. I don't know if it's a great idea to hedge toward the next day when you're down a run in the seventh inning. I'm not sure I agree with that. I'll have to give that some thought, because it struck me as somewhat surprising when you hedge toward the next day. You do have to consider the long season. You do have to consider wear and tear, up and down, guys getting ready in the bullpen, and he's not used. That's a consideration for the next day. There's a lot of factors involved, but coming from a guy that wants to win today's game, it struck me as at least interesting for sure.
Tim, appreciate it. More late night talk with you guys coming up this weekend as the Brewers have the Dodgers. You like these late games or no?
You know, I don't mind. People ask me about that, and it's got to suck staying up to the moon. No, it just doesn't matter, man. It's just so much fun, as you guys know. It is. I don't mind it at all.
Appreciate it, Tim. We will talk to you soon, my
Thanks,
man.
Alan.
You got it, boys.
Tim Allen joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You can hear him tomorrow night, again, after the Brewers take on the Dodgers. The Bayview Shade and Blind post-game show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.